Keep up with The Bottom Line through Twitter. Follow Roger at Bottom Line Roger.
The Bottom Line Show is on location here at Raleigh Studios in Hollywood. I'm Roger Marsh. We are at the Life Film Festival, the Life Fest Film Fest, and the website is lifefilmfest.com if you are interested in coming up and seeing some really great art, movies, shorts, documentaries, things of that nature. My thanks again to Matthew Marsden, who's the star of Charlie's Gift. Quite a departure from his role in Black Hawk Down, that's for sure. But he is the star of this. It's a short movie. It runs about 14, 15 minutes, but it's based on a true story about a guy who was a jeweler who was on his way to a convention, and he encounters a widow who's flying for the first time. She's traveling cross-country, going to go live with her daughter and daughter's family. And it's a very, very tender story. It's very poignant. It's very, very well done. And I'm so grateful that Matthew had time to spend some time with us here. It's intriguing that on this day that we are commemorating this, we're also commemorating the fact that President Trump signed into, basically the House. We've got an executive order that passed, and then we've also got the legislation passing the House and it's on its way to the Senate, and talking about the sanctity of human life as it pertains to abortion and things of that nature. So here we are talking about all things life, and Doug Orchard is joining me now in the studio. And Doug, it's good to have you on the Bottom Line Show today.
Hey, thank you very much.
Now, I'm sucking in my gut when Doug comes in because of this, the motivation factor. I remember seeing this video clip, I mean, that has kind of made its way around the Internet now,
right.
About, I think it was La Sierra High School and Carmichael.
Correct. Right?
That was
right.
The one. And I remember seeing that and looking at all of these kids and thinking, good Lord, I mean, it's more than just no processed foods. I mean, they are physical specimens of just impressive status. Your movie is kind of based around the Kennedy talks and that. What was happening then? Talk about it.
Yeah, well, what happened is we found a school that's still doing it today.
Really?
And that school has no bullying. They have no racism. Kids that are living in the cars with their mom.
Where is this, by the way?
that you have to see the film.
Okay.
But I will say this. It's here in California.
Yeah,
one of the valleys.
If you're listening to The right. Bottom Line on either KBRT or KCBC, I think KCBC.
Yeah,
Central Valley.
Exactly.
That.
It's okay. In Central Valley.
Okay, but they're still doing it.
They're still doing it, and I will tell you, it was very heartwarming for me because we see all the problems we have in our society, and we think these seem to be insurmountable
mm-hmm.
in a multicultural environment.
Yeah.
How do we get everyone united? And then you find a school, junior high school, where everybody's getting along.
Yeah.
And they have this motto, all for one and one for all. And you're thinking, how do they accomplish this? Because we're always theorizing how to do these things.
Yeah.
And they accomplished it in PE. And if you think about when did we first get over racism, where did we see that happen? It happened on sports teams
mm-hmm.
initially.
Yeah.
And as they had a common goal, all that other stuff, the nonsense, just melted away.
Right.
And they were able to orchestrate physical education so that it accomplished that. And what they did is they used the way PE used to be. It's that classical physical education.
And this is in the 60s, so we're talking about kind of a John Kennedy thing.
Yeah, and what happened is when we say in the 60s, the truth is it never stopped from the golden era of the 1880s.
Right.
And so there's this continuity line. JFK saw this school doing it when he visited the area, and he held them up as the model to follow, and it spread really, really fast. They got 4,000 high schools in America to follow it within a year and a half.
Wow.
Now, there's 10,000 high schools today, just to put that in perspective.
Mm-hmm.
But it fell away really quickly as well.
Yeah.
When you saw those kids all ripped, those were not, I have all the footage.
And for those yeah. of you who are not gym rats, and I'm not
right,
a gym rat,
right.
but when you talk about ripped, we're talking about a body that literally, it looks like it has 0% body fat.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks like the way God intended the body to be. And I understand these are high school students,
mm-hmm.
but still in their formative years, we're hearing about high school athletes now getting Tommy John surgery because their arms are getting blown out. I mean, 8 and 9 year old kids having surgical procedures done, the food, the diet and everything. And these are kids and they're wearing gym shorts and Chuck Taylors. I mean, they're nothing special, nothing high tech.
It's not just moving.
Yeah.
What we found was you've got to be able to move well.
Mm-hmm.
And humans learned how to do this. Pre-industrial revolution, they had to. And for some reason, we've been taking an easier path. We thought we were smarter. and it's come back and bit us pretty hard.
Yeah, it sure has.
But that those kids, they got that way with a 12-minute workout that was just their body in the ground and 5 minutes of bars.
Wow.
That was it. The rest of the time in PE was just, you know,
playing games.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
So you think, well, we could do that today. We could do that today everywhere. It cost nothing to do that program. In fact, everything paid for, all the equipment that you saw was paid for by the coach. He funded it all himself. I mean, he just bought some bars at the local store and gave it to the metal shop, and they put it together.
Like the pull-up bars and things like that.
Yeah.
When you watch the movie, I'm talking with Doug Orchard today here on The Bottom Line. The motivation factor is the movie. They're showing it this weekend at the Life Fest Film Festival. And I encourage you, this is the 7th annual event, lifefilmfest.com. Brian Johnston with Life Matters is putting this all together. This is your baby, Brian, and I'm grateful that you've made this time available. This movie right now, the motivation side, the physical fitness side, but also I want to circle back around to something that you said. The school had no bullying.
None.
There was no racism. And the reason was, I mean, in part, because you had a field of competition where there was fair play. The guys are in physical shape, and then they go out and play basketball, right? And they know what the rules are. They play football. They know what the rules are. They play baseball, whatever it is. And sometimes you need to just go pop somebody, but you can do it in a sporting thing where you're not violently doing it. It's part of the game.
I think the motivation factor was the title that this guy named Stan Laprade, who was the coach at La Sierra, wrote to the president, and because they asked him, how are you doing it?
These kids are incredible.
It wasn't just why, it was how.
Yeah.
And he says they had a color system that motivated people. You know, you got rewarded when you progressed from one level to another. But at the same time, that didn't prevent or in any way inhibit the group as a team progressing from level to level. And so you were encouraged to get everybody on your team to progress. And because they were a team, that camaraderie of not leaving anyone behind transferred to the other classes and throughout the school. It permeated. And so we find a school today still doing that. And there's no signs anywhere in the hallways say no bowling. They don't have any of that stuff.
They don't have to.
They just get along.
They get it.
And I thought, wow, what if these were our leaders, these kids coming straight out? You know, they think differently. And when I saw that, I said, we have to tell this story. People have to understand it. The other thing that I found interesting is one of the students who was living in the car with her mom, she believed in herself. Her current situation didn't dictate who she was. Mm-hmm. She was as equally confident in her future as the kids who were living in the country club.
Wow.
And we're actually having that coach show up tomorrow night to this thing.
All right.
She, to me, is really the next world leader.
Yep.
I mean, she has figured out something we are all trying to figure out. We can accomplish this in our church groups. We can accomplish these things individually as families. But how do we do this in a community that's become multicultural?
Right.
How do we really do this where people are not threatened by one another and we get everyone unified?
What a great concept. I'm talking with Doug Orchard today here on The Bottom Line. I'm Roger Marsh. Doug is the motivation behind The Motivation Factor, which will be screening on Friday at the Life Fest Film Festival. And you can get discount tickets if you're a Bottom Line listener. Go to lifefilmfest.com. K-Bright listener, put in KBRT or K-Bright. KCBC listener, put in KCBC. Get a 50% off discount here. An elongated version of the Sanctity of Life segment today here on The Bottom Line.
Give us your opinion. Email Roger when you visit thebottomlineshow.com.
Sanctity of Life segment of The Bottom Line Show today on location here at the Raleigh Studios in Hollywood. We're at 5300 Melrose. Don't try to find us, though, because we're buried in a conference room. But this is because we're talking to important people about important subjects. The Life Fest Film Festival is happening. It starts today. Actually, it runs all through this weekend. Lifefilmfest.com is where you can get your tickets. I'm talking for this segment with Doug Orchard, who is the man behind the movie The Motivation Factor. And during the break, Doug, you were telling me something about it. I'm always interested in the motivation. You know, what's the story behind the story? Of course, President Kennedy saw La Sierra High School in Carmichael and the coach writing them saying, this is what we're doing, and the whole student body is just cut, ripped. I mean, the vernacular of the day, they're killing it, you know, when it comes to physical education. 4,000 schools picked up on this, and now we were talking during the break about how if you want a PE credit in high school, you can be in the marching band, and you may not even have to march to get the credit, and that's what we think of physical education in public schools, at least here in California. And you're trying to spark a revival of this motivation factor. Talk about that.
Well, I had my own experience, and I should say that the executive producer, Ron Jones, is the one that introduced this to me. He's a historian on this topic and absolute expert in this space. When I first met him, I had a frozen shoulder. I was supposed to go get spine surgery. My chiropractor had referred me over. I weighed 45 pounds more than I do right now. And he showed me how to do it differently than what I was learning in the gym and everything I'd learned my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that all free. And by things that we used to know 100 years ago that we, for some reason,
you don't need special training, you don't need special weights, you don't need special equipment.
Right.
Just whatever we used to do in PE when we were in high school.
Now, one of the great tools you showed me was this thing called a wand, which is a broomstick, essentially. And
uh-huh.
I mean, if that thing goes back to 3000 BC with the Chinese. So, and every major civilization since has used that, but show anybody a wand today and they just think it's a weapon or a broom.
Right. Or doesn't that thing glow in the dark? And
exactly.
Lightsaber there, yeah.
But, you know, to be honest with you, our issue was that he couldn't get his kids to have real PE in his school. They weren't doing it. I wasn't able to in my school as well. We showed all the science. You know, there's over 10,000 studies out there that document how you become smarter and do better in school with physical education.
Yep.
And depression is the number one reason for disability on Earth. The number one and the best antidote to it is exercise.
Yep.
So why do we have our kids sit in the classroom without a break all day long? It's like we want them to do better in school, ignore all science, and say, no, you just try harder in the classroom. It won't work. It can't work. There's this point of diminishing returns. And I'll ask an administrator and say, show me a study that you're going to accomplish more by the kids just sitting. And they can't point to any. I go, well, would you mind if I showed them 10,000?
Mm-hmm.
And it made no difference. None. It was so frustrating that I realized the only way we're going to accomplish this is by a documentary film and put together the best scientists in the world who have done those studies.
Now, is this your background? I mean, you're a filmmaker. Is this the first
story? Yeah. This is actually my first film. I've been doing corporate stuff for my whole life.
Yeah.
And so I had to, you know, learn this space. That's probably why it took us longer. It's a 4-year project for us. And it's a labor of love. Our crowdfunding video got lifted, and we never really got anything from it.
Yeah,
so.
I was telling you before we started on the air today here that I remember seeing part of the black and white, you know, the footage of this, and I think it was in a report from the Blaze or something
that.
But I didn't realize that the reason they had it is because somebody had basically, you were trying to make this movie and it got hijacked, and next thing you know, the money's gone, the movie's gone, and you have to start all over.
Yeah. Well, I got to the point where we didn't have the money. We had to make a decision. We had a down payment for our house, and we just decided we're going to make a film. You know, I'll never be president of the United States, but I think I can actually save a lot of lives.
Yes.
People who are inner city right now who have no hope can, and I've watched this happen, and they're in the film, where it was actually real physical education, the coaches there that reached out and made life meaningful for them, where they believed in themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're doing this film.
Yeah.
And that's missing. It's just missing, and there isn't another pill, there isn't another program that's going to fix this void. You don't have a major civilization, the last 21 civilizations in the history of the world, that were able to do well without it.
Mm-hmm.
We have to do it.
No, we have to fix education.
And actually, something's kind of scary. When you watch that footage you referred to, that SE routine, the exact exercises they do for unity and to get themselves in shape, you can find that throughout most of history, and you can also find that right now in North Korea. You can find it in Russia. I mentioned this to the person who's over PE for our military right now at West Point, and he says, I have the footage that no one else has seen that they are doing this in ISIS, and they're doing it in Al-Qaeda.
Mm-hmm.
So they're doing that, but we're not. And regardless of your ideology, this is what humans do to become united and to become fit. It's how you get fit. And people say, well, the Army does this, so we don't want to do this. Well, you know what? No one's killed by pull-ups. Or by jumping jacks. You know, you don't just run up and start doing jumping jacks against somebody.
Yeah,
right? That's
exactly.
Not how you actually kill them by what you cook up in the math and science lab.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll protest against PE as a form of protesting against a war. And there's just no logic there. And it's a consequence of us being physically illiterate.
Yeah.
And it's like picture our world if we stopped teaching math 100 years ago. Where would we be today?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, we would regress back to pre-Phoenician standard of living.
Pretty much.
Well, we have actually done that in the physical fitness.
We totally have. Doug Orchard is with me today here on The Bottom Line. We're talking about his documentary called The Motivation Factor. To your point, the fact that there was a story that we covered on The Bottom Line show a couple months ago about a group of academics, we're talking about college educators, who were determining that the reason why people are overweight in the culture right now is because they've been shamed for being overweight. It has nothing to do with their food intake, has nothing to do with their, you know, chemical imbalances, moods, anything like that. They were determined that the number one reason was fat shaming. And I thought to myself, that's crazy. I mean, because you know, I mean, you talked about your own weight loss journey here, you know, dropping 45 pounds. You didn't sit around and say, gosh, I put on all this extra weight because people told me I'm fat.
Do you know why I was 45 pounds more than I am right now?
I'm ready to hear it.
I didn't know what to do to get rid of that 45 pounds. I didn't know that I shouldn't be eating at 10 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that, I really didn't know the difference on some of the food. And although I exercised, I didn't exercise in an effective manner.
Right.
There were things I needed to learn. It was education.
Because you'd mentioned you worked out in a gym.
Oh, I was going to the gym every day.
Yeah, yeah, and you couldn't shake the 45 pounds. Then you start this 17-minute workout or whatever it was.
12-minute, actually.
12 minutes, okay.
12 minutes and then 5 minutes of bar exercise,
okay.
and then cardiovascular 3 days a week, every other, and everything changed.
Yeah.
So this is very doable. When you look at our problem in America right now, why we have a $20 trillion national debt, you can see those numbers absolutely reflected in what we call preventable healthcare costs over the last 20 years.
Yeah.
And if we can make, as individuals, we don't need legislation. We just need to do this together.
Yeah.
If we could individually do this together, we could eliminate what is right now impossible to address. There is no tax plan that's going to fix our inability to exercise and take care of ourselves.
Yeah, that's in our hands,
right,
and feet.
It's up to us to be responsible. So,
okay.
So this is meant to be the flag we can all wave to make this happen.
Okay, Doug Orchard, the movie's called The Motivation Factor. We're screening it here at the Life Fest Film Festival, where we're broadcasting from today here on The Bottom Line Show. Congratulations on the film.
Thank you.
I encourage Bottom Line listeners to come see it here. Will it have a release at some point, Netflix?
It has everywhere that you can watch it online, as well as cable. It'll be released the third week of August.
Okay, very good. So right at the summertime when we're all saying, wow, I really should have been working out more.
Right when school starts again in August.
Excellent, good. Well, I know one school in particular that I'm going to recommend show it, and that's the school at our church. Sure. Doug Orchard, thanks for being with me today here on The Bottom Line.
Thank you very much.
Brian Johnson.
Isn't Doug great?
Wonderful.
This is so important.
Yeah.
I think this is vitally important for everyone listening.
Yeah.
If you use your body, you're going to live longer.
Right. And this is a sanctity of life issue, too. I mean, we said at the outset, oftentimes people hear me talk about sanctity of life, and they said, we get it, you're pro-life. But there's so much more to it. It's talking about Matthew, you know, the ripple effect of the acts of kindness people have, and talking with Doug Orchard here about how easy it is to solve a problem like our obesity issues, type 2 diabetes, depression, racism, things like that. And physical fitness is the key, but how difficult it was for Doug to be able to get at school administrators.
I'm very proud of Doug. I'm very proud because he's standing up and saying and doing something, and that's something we can all learn.